The New Pathways Alaska news release announcing participants of this new venture describes it as an adaptive change program that helps arts organizations accelerate the adoption of next practices in the field. What? Here's Ketchikan Arts Council's Executive Director Kathleen Light explaining what adaptive change means.
Being adaptive to what your economy is doing, what your community is doing, what's happening socially or politically within your community, how are you adaptive and able to ride the wave? I like to think of it as evolving with your community.
And if all goes well, they'll learn how over 3 years. That's how long the program lasts, and it will involve at least a couple Arts Council employees plus some board members. New Pathways Alaska is a new project organized jointly by the Rasmussen Foundation, 4-Acre Group, and Alaska State Council on the Arts, along with the New York-based EMC Arts. The program is free to the chosen organizations. Light says there will be some meetings they'll have to travel to attend, paid for by the program.
And then we have virtual meetings, which, you know, our whole entire board could participate in. And then we're going to have visits from EMC Arts and other, probably 4-Acre, and everybody can participate in that. And those are the things where everybody gets to learn a little bit. And that's where I think the value comes in, because we can all spread our knowledge then throughout the community with the other organizations, with other, you know, everybody. We can just disseminate what we're getting and put it out there.
That's exciting.
I'm thrilled. I am so excited that we were selected.
Light says everyone had 1 month's notice to apply for the program, which means the organizations chosen already had to be moving in the right direction. Light says Ketchikan's Arts Council has been adapting to community needs. That's why the nonprofit recently added an education coordinator position to the staff. Light hopes that the New Pathways program will enhance what's in place, and she can already envision it.
If the Arts Council is successful in touching every community member with art, or allowing art to be accessible to every community member, what does Ketchikan look like in 20 years? Isn't that cool?
She quickly added that art already is available to everyone in Ketchikan, but they're not always aware of that fact. In addition to teaching how to create innovative, adaptive, relevant programming, New Pathways Alaska provides grant funding to help pay for it.
In year two, there's a little bit of funding to take some baby steps with innovative incubation, so developing our innovative programming.
Then in year three, there's a chance to receive a $75,000 grant to further develop those innovative programs. The end result, it's hoped, are arts organizations so in tune with the communities they serve that their sustainability is not even a question.
Sustainability is part of being relevant, right? If you are not sustainable, you're certainly not relevant. The two go hand in hand. If you aren't sustainable, your programming probably isn't relevant. And if you aren't relevant, you aren't evolving with your community.
And Light says she's happy to share the information with other nonprofit organizations in Ketchikan to help them evolve and remain relevant as well. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.